Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Capital B, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado. It's the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Welcome into our edition here of the Happen OB Show. As we find out, the Bears lose today, 19-16. But even when they lose, they win, because the Eagles lost to the Washington Commanders today, and that makes the Bears the number two seed in the playoffs after all.
Well, it's still inexcusable. Hey, it's a wake-up call. 2 weeks in a row, they find out the Iceman doesn't always come. They are not infallible. They can't F around all game for three quarters and be outplayed by your opponent and then think all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, OB, we tie it up, make it a five-minute game. And what do? We monkey around and we don't do anything on offense. We get the break of the game, getting a Byard interception, and then we don't protect the quarterback, and then we have to give it back to Goff, and he does what he does and gets them in position to win. I got to tell you, our defense, Andy, all day was inept most of the game, but they were effective in the red zone, having to force four field goals. But look at the points; they count. And they counted against us, and they count for a win for Detroit. And again, this is inexcusable for this team to be going into the playoffs, monkeying around like they did. Three quarters and not score, OB.
Danny.
It's inexcusable.
There's no question about it. I thought they learned their lesson, and I thought they really arrived last week. They've been winning by divine intervention, and I'm sticking to that statement. Okay, you can't go six. And by the way, that's a record, I believe, in the NFL, winning the amount of games six in a row by absolutely half the time, no time on the clock, and we're winning football games. You've got to play all four quarters, folks. The first quarter of this game was an absolute joke. The second quarter, a joke by our offense. Okay? How you can't sit there, and at the end of this game, the Lions had 26 first downs, we had 16. On third down efficiency, which again, the most important down, we were 4 of 11 for 36%. We rushed. Folks, we ran with Swift and Manungai for 56 yards. Those are critical stats I just read, and we lost. It's funny again. We open up the season, we're 0-2. We close the season, 0-2. My. But I'll tell you what, too many things are pointing in the wrong direction, Dan. You can't sit there and hope, wish, and pray in the last few minutes of a game that, you can get the calls, you get the breaks, you get the tip ball interceptions, which has been unbelievable for the Bears, and it's still happening. And it comes down to the final game, which was a big one. This was a big one. Ben Johnson, I'm going to ask you a question, Dan. Did Ben Johnson have the Bears ready to play today?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
First quarter, no points, could hardly throw the ball. Second quarter, no points, could hardly throw the ball. Again, could hardly run the football. Folks, you come out with adjustments. Late in the third quarter, you make a couple of moves. You get tip ball interceptions, and we wind up at the end of the game in a chance to win it. I'm going to tell you, I thought that we turned the corner last week.
I did too.
I really did, folks. Man, they fought. The first quarter, 49ers came at them, and we came right back at them. Finally, this team is growing up. And come in today at home, and we stink it up again. Stink it up again. Folks, paying these guys millions and millions and millions of dollars on both sides of the ball to win. To win. There's only 17 of them. And you can't wait for the other team to hand it to you in a golden platter every game. At the end of a game, they're going to give you the golden platter. Doesn't work that way.
The one thing that really jumps out at me is, you know, obviously, you know, coming back and being able to score and go for two twice and make it happen and get it back to a square ball game with 5 minutes left, you really felt like that was the kind of emotion that would kind of block out all the ineptitude of the first 45 minutes where you can't get out of your own way. Now, at some point, Ben Johnson has to take this right square in the face. This is on him. This is an offense that, you know, all year long we raved about the running game. We raved about how effective we've been in play action, all these different things. And where was it? Where was it when you need it? You know, was it a mirage? Do you think you can just flip a switch and then next week, and I'm pretty sure we got the Packers next week,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's look at it. We played the Green Bay Packers two games this year, 120 minutes total, plus an overtime, like 6 minutes into the overtime. So for 126 minutes, the Packers outplayed us for 125 of those minutes. That's what happened. And I'm not making it up. That is exactly what happened. And we think that we can mess around for three quarters again on the last, you know, conceivable opportunity to build a platform of momentum and go into the playoffs on a roll, and we do nothing. We go down that road of you know, just being completely inept. I got to tell you, this is beyond sad. And your point, and I didn't think about it when I walked in here, Andy, we start the season with two losses. We end the season with two losses.
With two losses. I'll tell you what. You got here, the Lions, they in the game, folks, they had the ball 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes than us, okay? And at this particular time, the 17th game of a season, and you're at home, and they have the ball 10 more minutes than us, they have 26 first downs. We have 16. They rush for 122. We run the football with Smith and Manungai. We run for 65 yards. 65 yards. I don't know where this team was. I don't know where the coaches were. But I thought again, and I'll bring it up again because I truly believe last week, my Lord, this team has finally arrived. They know how to play it. You got to get going. How many times have I said the first quarter, the second quarter, make adjustments at half and come out the third quarter? And what do? We fall flat on our face. And 9 times out of 10, more often than not, that's going to come up and bite you at the end of the game. And it finally did. No more divine intervention. No more.
You know, you think about this, Andy, you know, OB, you know, he beats the counter every week saying, get off to a fast start.
Yeah, Dan, come on. We pass for what, 10 yards, run for 8 yards or something? I mean, some the imbecilic first, numbers that are hard to believe.
Well, the first,
and we keep doing it.
Well, the first 20 minutes of the game, Detroit ran 27 plays for 170-something yards. We had 8 plays for 30 yards. I mean, we were completely outplayed in all facets for three quarters. And then to think we're going to be able to wave a wand and all of a sudden, poof, we're going to take over the game and win it?
That has been for 16 out of the 17 games.
It's been crazy.
All except for last week against the 49ers. You know what, folks? I don't understand this. You mean to tell me Ben Johnson, he doesn't get it? Our offensive coordinator, defense, they don't get it? My God, how can you play football the way we've been playing football? The numbers tell you, folks. The numbers don't lie. The stats don't lie. We rush for 65 yards with two quality running backs and an excellent offensive line. Come on!
You know, that defensive coordinator for Detroit, he'll probably be fired because that has been a big part of the demise of a team that won 15 games a year ago. All that being said, it was a total disgrace to be held scoreless by that bunt, that rat pack of a defense for three quarters. When are they going to wake up?
That's a good point, Dan. When are they going to wake up? You can't go 16 games out of 17 and give a total first half of a football game away. That's when you set the tone. That's when you set the pace. Is right from the get-go, right when you open up, offensively and defensively, you make the statement, and we don't do it. We fell flat on our face again, folks, running for, just minuscule yards, passing for little amounts, 10 yards, 15, 20 yards for a first half of football.
Yeah, and only 18 attempts, too, which is kind of shocking, the fact that you have those two guys and you only run it 18 times. They threw the ball 33, and I know that the score probably dictated it at that point, but again, it seems like they kind of gave up on that running game.
Well, we gave up over 450 yards again, and last week was 495 or something. I mean, you're giving up, buckets of yardage, and you know, somehow, some way, we were able to stop them down in the red zone. But still, this team, if you had to draw a plan, a schematic about how you want to go into the playoffs on an escalating, glide where you're playing your best, are we playing our best? No, we're shut out for three quarters. Inexcusable.
How can you not? The 17th game, you're at home. You're at home. Okay? How is it possible for three quarters of football, you don't score a touchdown, you don't score a field goal, you don't score one point? Now, you go zero for three full quarters of football. And I'm going to, you know what? Sometimes things are what they are. I thought they made a big pass last week, a huge pass, and guess what? They come back. And you look at, they show Ben Johnson on the screen. He looks like he's in outer space somewhere. I'm telling you, this shouldn't have happened. We should have won this football game. But again, and I'll say it again, and I've been said it all year, you can't give two quarters, the first and second quarter, you can't give up and give them away every game and expect to win every game. We damn sure fell short.
All right, let me take a time out here. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. Bears lose to the Lions 19-16, but still gain the number two seed thanks to the Commanders beating the Eagles 24-17 today in Philadelphia.
Just one thing I'd like to bring up, and I think, with Swift and Manungai, our running game, I mean, we have a running game, and we have an offensive line to make that running game go. We have a passing game, okay, but we need to get involved more in the passing game, and I've been screaming all year long, use the tight ends. Well, we come to the 17th game, and we finally, between Loveland and Komet, we targeted them 16 times, and there were 12 receptions between them. 12. Loveland had 10, and Komet had 2 with 3 targets. But anyways, that's a positive. That's a positive. What's not a positive is our running game. Okay? And what does our running do? It accentuates our play action and our rollouts. And our bootlegs would play action. If you run the football, we can run the football. Offensively, we're set to go. And why the hell we didn't utilize our offensive line, our running backs, and our two tight ends, we didn't start to use them until the second half. Right? Why didn't we go from the first quarter, Danny, from the opening set of downs? The first and attack, if it didn't work, come back and attack again. And then we come out the second quarter and do the same thing that we did the first quarter. Go to your strength. Our strength is our offensive line, our two running backs, and our tight ends. Utilize them. We didn't utilize them until late in the third quarter and then the fourth quarter. Think I'm kidding? Look at the film.
One of the things that really jumped out was there was very few possessions in the first half. There was only seven possessions. That essentially means that, you know, your opponent, if you're not scoring, you're not doing much, your opponent is making hay. They're putting drives together. They went field goal, touchdown, and missed field goal right there at the end of the half. What did we do?
Nothing.
We came out, had an eight-play drive for 30 yards and punted. Then we go three and out for another punt. And then we put together a drive where we go nine plays, 39 yards, and turn it over on downs. So the first six possessions, we go punt, punt, turnover, punt, interception. And you think you're ready for the playoffs, Andy? You think this offense is tuned up and acting like a Ferrari? You think?
Dan.
You think? Punt, punt, turnover on downs, punt, interception.
This is what I've been saying all year long. What are they thinking about? You give an entire first half of football up. In this league, you're not going to win. You're going to lose. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to lose sooner or later. And this has been all year. One game, we stood up and made it work, and that was a week ago. And we went right back to the same thing. So my question is to Ben Johnson and your coaches, what the hell are you people thinking about? We've got quality people on offense, quality running backs, quality receivers, and a quality offensive line. And that's where you win. You win up front with an offensive line and a defensive line. You've got them. And we went three quarters and scored 0 points. You wonder why I'm hollering and screaming? You're paying millions of guys to coach. You're paying players millions of dollars. And you put together in the first two quarters a first half of football, 0. You come out after adjustments in the third quarter. How many points do you put up? 0.
You know, when Ryan Poles took the stand when he got the job 4 years ago, he said, we're going to take back the North and never give it back. Well, it's kind of bizarre in a way. Yeah, we won the NFC North.
Tell that
North.
Guy to get another story, will you?
Well, but think about this. Of the games played in the NFC North, we won 2 out of the possible 6. We're 2-4 in our division. I don't know if I'd call that taking back the North, OB.
Oh,
we're 2-4 in the division, losing twice to Detroit.
Danny, I have a very difficult time, which I thought we got past, again, like I'm talking about last week, because we've been staying in, winning miracle games, setting records, winning these miracle games. Okay, at the end with no time left on the clock, et cetera. And I thought when we went, we played in a faraway place, San Francisco from here, and we went toe-to-toe with them, and they're a pretty damn good football team, well-coached, et cetera. Then I thought we're coming at home, we're playing at home, we need some payback to the Lions. I mean, we need a big payback to them, okay? And Ben Johnson, you know what happened today? Ben Johnson and his coaching staff did not have this team ready to play today, Dan. They did not. My God, you can't. First downs. You get. We have 16. They have 26. We have two great running backs and one hell of an offensive line. And you run for 65 yards. And you're telling me our head coach and our coaches did a hell of a job of preparing this team to play the Detroit Lions at home? Give me a break.
Well, the playoff matches are set. We'll give you that, except for one seed in the AFC East, or excuse me, in the AFC North, and the winner of tonight's game between the Ravens and the Steelers will move on to the playoffs and take on the Texans. Buffalo will be at Jacksonville, and it'll be the Chargers at the Patriots. Denver locked up the number one seed in the AFC.
Just one more thing. This was the perfect setup for us to grow up and be with the big boys. We're at home, and we're playing against a team. It's the last game coming off a loss, but it was a team that I believe arrived. And to come out and not score, folks, one stinking point for three quarters of football and you're playing at home against a team that's not in the playoffs, you're in the playoffs, and you want to get ready for the playoffs, and they come in here and they take care of business. We don't. Ben Johnson, you get an F for me, and guess what? Some of the players out there, and I won't mention their names, they get an F also, Dan.
There was a lot to be desired. And, you know, and I let me just say this. Caleb played a very functional game. He had a quarterback rating of 86.9. He threw that one interception down at the goal line. You know, was it a horrible throw? But, you know, DJ Moore did nothing to bail him out. A lot of receivers would go and find that ball and fight the defender for it.
Dan,
and
whose fault is it that we can't convert on third down in the first half of first quarter and second quarter? And how is it that we can't put points on the board? There's got to be – somebody's got to be responsible for this, don't you think?
Well, at the end of the day, we got lots to talk about when we come back.
Take a break for the news here from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Happen to be a sponsor by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Today?
It would be Kevin Byard. And, you know, he's a Pro Bowler, but – he came up with the big play there in the fourth quarter with that interception. Unfortunately, we did nothing with it, but he had eight tackles, a pick, and a pass defensed. And, you wonder, you know, Jalen Johnson, ever since he's come back, it's like he's got the Eddie Jackson thing going. He got a new contract, and he's avoiding contact at all costs. It's almost like he's like in practice. He don't want to get close to anybody. Don't want to hit nobody. Don't want to, you know, get involved in the play. And then we saw later on in the game that Nashawn Wright came in, and he was about 7 yards off of Raymond, the receiver, when it was a crucial third down, conversion setup. And I mean, what are we thinking? You know, all year long we've been talking about the defensive backs have been the spine of this defense, and when you need them, sometimes these guys they disappeared. And I the defense held them under 20 points, and technically you could say, hey, it was a good defensive outing. But my God, in the first half, they ran 42 plays. We ran 20. We couldn't get them off the field, OB.
Danny, you know what it came down to? What you just said, total offensive plays, the Lions had 72, folks. 72 plays against our 52. Time of possession. I mean, some of these stats are hard to believe. And how the hell we even were in the game, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. Because when you go three quarters of football in the National Football League and you don't score 1 point, zero, three eggs on the ledger, and then you wait till late in the fourth quarter to put any kind of points up, there's something wrong. There's something really wrong. And I tell you, and where the arrows are pointing, Danny, for as far as I'm concerned, it's at Ben Johnson. And it's either at his offensive coordinator or all the assistant coaches. On offense, we have the players, Danny. We have the running backs, quality offensive line, quality receivers. We have a quality quarterback. For God's sakes, and you go three quarters of a game that a team that is not going to be in the playoffs, you're playing at home, and you go three quarters, and you don't score 1 point?
Let me throw this little nugget out at you guys here. There's Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic was tweeting out, the Bears are the first division champ with a sub-500 record in their division.
Which I was talking about.
Yep, since the 2010 Kansas City Chiefs. So the Bears go 2-4 in the NFC North.
Which shows you that's 15 years. And the last time I checked, there's eight divisions. So do the math. 120 different scenarios over the last 15 years, and we're the first one in 15 years to be able to win the division by not winning games in our division, which is bizarre.
Absolutely, Danny. You know, and, you know, in trying to figure out and which I've been saying all year long, what's going on the first quarter, the second quarter, and even halfway through or almost the entire third quarter? What is going on with this team? Where are these coaches? What are they doing at halftime? My God, there's you got two full quarters of statistics. Revise your offensive program, defensive program.
You know, one of the things that really jumped out at me is we're watching that game, and Tom Brady was talking about the improvement of the Bears' offense this year. How many more, you know, points they scored, how many points, you know, were better than last year, yada, 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 how we lead the NFL in explosive plays. And yet for three quarters we do nothing. Think about
it. Dan, that's been going on all year. We've been doing nothing, especially the first half, two quarters.
But think about 2 weeks ago against Green Bay. I mean, we played dead until the fourth quarter in that one. Now, how is it possible for you to have the capability of leading the entire league in explosive plays, and yet down the crunch times, you know, of the season, late in the, and playing at home against your arch rival, and you play dead for three quarters. And then in a game today that wasn't the you know, your do or die game, but there was something on this game about trying to improve and maintain the second seed. And we did nothing for 45 minutes.
Yeah, Danny, and not only that, on top of this, folks, which is a little bit more frustrating, take a look at who we played. I think the winning percentage is somewhere in the high 30s.
38%.
About 38% of the opponents that we played, the winning percentage is about 38%, and it took six miracle finishes, two or three of them with no time left on the clock to win. Now, whose fault is that? Is that the players? Is that the coaches?
You know, one of the things that I think, folks, what we're trying to say is, wake up. Yeah, the Bears have a good record. They're the second seed. All that is great. But when you peel it back, there's a reason why I think the Green Bay Packers are throwing a party tonight. They're saying, look who we got to beat. The same team that had, you know, the divine intervention to beat us the last time when we basically played with our backup quarterback all night. I got to tell you, you know, this team has a chance to be special. But you get into certain games like this, and they go dark, and they don't do anything.
This was a crime today, Dan.
Well, and to
for
think
three
that
quarters and you don't score one stinking point.
And if they scored 1 point, you know, which is impossible without a touch. But I'm just saying, if they can't score any points, they would have won this game. But they don't do anything for three quarters, and then everybody goes, well, at least we came back. No, it doesn't matter. You are supposed to take care of business. We did nothing for three quarters.
They didn't show up. Now, is it the coach's fault? Is the player's fault? Or is it all the above? I got to lay this one right on the coaches. Right on Ben Johnson's head.
19-16, Lions over the Bears. Bears still get the 2 seed, thanks to Washington beating Philadelphia miraculously, 24-17.
And we said, who is this quarterback for the Redskins?
Yeah, it's Josh Johnson, who's been on 15 different teams.
I mean, once again, week 18 in the NFL is, you know, a Ouija board. Nobody knows what's going on.
All right, we have
it should be, real quickly here, Annie, it should be show up. And because this is your last game for most of the teams going into next year, you want to be around. You want to make this money. This is when you should show up, is now.
Well, this organization has been nothing for a long time, and a lot of it has to do with the fact the last time we won a home game to end the season at home, I don't want to be redundant, was 2007. Now, that tells you that has a big indicator on what you're going to do if you get in the playoffs, which we've done nothing.
It's almost 20 years since the last one was accomplished. All right, we'll set the playoff matchups for you when we come back. We'll also tell you that the opponents for the Bears next season are already out, home and away. Of course, you don't have any times or dates for that yet, but we'll tell you who the Bears are going to be playing next year.
That'll be fun to look at.
And we'll get to that in just a minute. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number, 312-981-7200. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Told you I would set the matchups as far as the playoffs in the NFC are concerned. Seattle gets the number one seed. It'll be the Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers now have lost their last three.
Three.
We've lost our last two.
Yep.
By hook and crook.
They don't have a quarterback. We have one, but they don't.
Yeah, I'd imagine Jordan Love will play in this game.
Jordan Love will play. He's cleared, and it was all, you know, watch today up in Minnesota.
Yep. So the Bears take on the Green Bay Packers as the two seed against the seven seed. San Francisco, which went from contention to a number one seed, lost to Seattle, and with the Rams win today, San Francisco fell all the way to the sixth seed. They'll be at Philadelphia next week, and the Rams will be at Carolina. So those are the matchups in the NFC. Again, still one playoff spot to be left, and that's in the AFC. The winner of the Ravens and the Steelers tonight will be in the playoffs and will host the Houston Texans next weekend. I also told you that we have the 2026 opponents for the Bears, home and road. Obviously, the home and roads with the Lions, Packers, and Vikings. The Bears next year will be home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New York Jets, and the New England Patriots. They'll be away and on the road to face Buffalo in their new stadium. They'll be at Miami, at the Falcons, at Carolina, and at Seattle. So the Bears will get one more home game next year. They had one more road game this year with the 17 games. So that's the opponents, and obviously they'll figure out the timing and the dates and all that stuff at a later time.
Let's hope we can get New Orleans at home so we can win our finale.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing.
That'd be
I'll
nice.
I'll tell you what. I just going jumping back to this game. And again, to this year, folks, and again, the opponents that we played this year, you know, speaking about what our next coming schedule is and what have you, again, before the break went out, folks, we played the people that we played against. I mean, I don't know if you could ever find an easier schedule. I think, the win and loss percentage, 38%, folks. I mean, we played pathetic football teams. Pathetic.
Well, the one thing that, and you know, if you step back and let the smell of this game kind of, you know, evaporate, you start thinking, okay, what should we do as far as being better prepared next week? Now, let's talk about the fact that for, 18 weeks in a row, you and I have beat the table here saying, get the tight ends involved. Tonight, they did, OB. And we know that, you know, that has to be a very critical part of the game plan. Not
every week.
Every week. But think about this. Has that been a conscious decision, or the fact that Roma Dunze has been invisible for a month with this foot problem, this fracture or whatever, the fact that DJ Moore has been very spotty. When you have your two wide receivers that are either unavailable or ineffective, you have to find somebody that is willing to engage. Maybe by hook and crook today, the game plan for next week will be with a heavy dose of the tight ends, which we have been, you know, preaching now for almost 4 months. Finally, we get to see it tonight. They were targeted 12 times, caught 9 passes, and were without them, I mean, it would have been really bad.
Well, that kind of leads us right into who brought it today. Sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. And that'll go today to Colston Loveland. He was masterful today with some of the catches that he made tonight. 10 catches for 91 yards and a touchdown.
And he's been doing that all year. The problem is he's been making super catches, throwing behind him. He's got to turn all the way to the backside. Same thing with Komet, and which I've said I don't know how many times here. What opens up your passing game and makes it work are those two guys, your tight ends, folks. Just go to the 49ers. Go to the teams that are constantly winning and whatever have you. Watch how they use their tight ends.
One of the things that also will be a factor, hopefully Roma Dunze will be back and available. But, and I haven't had a chance to really watch the film, but, you know, Ozzie Trapillo, who has played so well the last 3 months at left tackle, missed tonight. And there were a lot of instances where Theo Benedict was giving up pressure. And so hopefully, you know, his return will help stabilize the pass protection. But consequently, you know, I think our defensive line had more pressure on the quarterback in this game than they had the entire other, 16 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe if we're looking at, you know, some silver linings, the fact that the pass rush, and it really wasn't, you know, Montez Sweat. He got in on a sack, Gervon Dexter. They ran a nice little twist on the right side. They got to Goff one time. But more importantly, there was a lot of pressure in Goff's lap. Now, Jordan Love, and, you know, we didn't see him much a couple of weeks ago. He was put out of the game by Booker on that controversial call, which I called, hey, that was you know,
that
football.
That was a cheap shot.
Well, I don't know. I think he just put his head into the quarterback's head. And
he dropped it, Dan, just before he hit him.
Yeah, yeah. And so, that you know, obviously, if it would have been, you know, What is the deal where they could throw you out of the game? It's called?
In college, they call it targeting.
Targeting.
Yeah.
I didn't see the targeting, but still, you know, football is played by striking people with your head. And it's this whole bizarre new, you know, can of worms that the officiating has opened up with all these new rules of targeting and this and that. I don't know. But I'm just telling you that pressure in the lap of Jordan Love will be vastly important next week. Tonight, we saw a little bit more of that. Hopefully, we can carry it over until next week.
That was kind of weird, the way the defense was today, because, as you pointed out, pressure was big today. Secondary play was eh. Linebacking play was eh. I mean, that's been kind of the opposite of the way it's been.
And again, Trumaine Edmonds, I don't understand. Well, I do understand. They're paying him $20 million. He's the second highest paid player on the defense. So they're trying to find a way to get him on the field. Unfortunately, DeMarco Jackson outplays him whenever he's in there. Late in the game, DeMarco was in there an awful lot. And, you know, this kid, we picked him up off the waiver wire. And anytime you put him in the game, he seems to show up. So, you know, we'll see how all that shakes out. But again, we didn't make the Detroit Lions punt until, 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. You know, think about that. If you want to have any self-respect as a defensive player, it's all about, you know, getting them off the field. And how do you do that? You force them into a punting situation. Otherwise, what's the other side of that? Oh, you're not coming off the field because they're driving it down there and scoring, whether they kick a field goal or score a touchdown. So, you know, somehow, some way, this bend but don't laugh defense, let's hope it doesn't, you know, spell the end of us.
Well, Danny, here's what, back up a little bit, what you're saying. Defensively, where we rank in the league going into this game, okay? Net yards rushing per game, we rank 28th, okay? Net yards passing per game. Defensively, we rank 21st. Here's the big one. Scrimmage yards per play, we rank 29th out of 32. So what you were just saying, why defensively are we doing what we're doing and people are scoring on us and whatever have you? That's why, Dan. That's why.
Well, those stats are going to get worse because you gave up almost 500 last week, 450 tonight. You know, sooner or later, all this catches up with you. And that's why you would hope and pray that the offense provides some type of a, you know, deodorant and hides you by possessing the ball and keeping it away from the opponent. And yet, the last 2 weeks, the time of possession has been extraordinarily horrible and against us. We just, our defense has got to find a way to make plays and get off the field. They can't do it.
First half, Lions had the ball 20 minutes, the Bears 10 minutes.
Game there you go.
Match.
Yeah.
That's the first half, folks. 0 points the first quarter, 0 points the second quarter. Go figure.
You know, I was talking about, you know, Detroit, this was their playoff game. This was their Super Bowl. They're packing their bags right now because it's over. And so they let it go. We didn't let it go. We were not ready to engage until late in the game, fourth quarter, and it was too little, too late.
That's every week, Dan.
All right, we got 30 minutes left with you here to discuss the Bears' loss to the Lions today. 19-16 was the final. Spend a little more time talking about the playoff matchup coming up against the Green Bay Packers. Three times in the same season, the Bears and the Packers will be meeting, and again, two times will be at Soldier Field.
Love will be the big question. Is he going to play, or are they going to sit him again?
Yeah, I think he'll probably end up playing in that game. But we'll delve into that a little bit here in just a moment. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Bears lose today to the Lions. While we have a quick moment here, remind you all that Lisa Dent's having a big playoff pep rally. It'll be held at our good friends, the Jake Melnick's, on Friday, January 9th from 2 o'clock until 6:30. Jake Melnick's Corner Tap located at 41 East Superior. And Hampton will be, it'll be there. You'll be there right around 5 o'clock until 6:30, so the final 90 minutes or so of Lisa's show. And getting everybody ready for the Bears and the Packers for the third edition this season, twice at Soldier Field.
Come on in and have a cold beer.
Exactly. Have a cold beer.
And a chicken wing. Looking back, you know, some of the things that we, you know, have been screaming about the ineffectiveness of this football team in the first half, it's kind of like a replay. I'm looking at
unreal
the drive chart of the Green Bay Packer game. We get our first set of downs. We go for it down. Remember, that was the crotch rocket where we go down and we snap the ball through the legs of Cole Kmet and it goes over Manungai's head on fourth down at the goal line. Then the next two times we get the ball in the second quarter, we go six plays and then punt. Then we go four plays and punt. And again, shut out in the first half. While Green Bay, they weren't a whole lot better, but they did get two field goals, and they led us 6-0. Now, we get the ball in the second half. We come out. We put together a nice little drive, six plays, 38 yards, and we kick a field goal. And then the next time we get it, we punt. So for three quarters, essentially, we had one field goal. And if you look at, you know, tonight's game, the first three quarters, we had essentially no field goal, 0 points.
Zero.
But, you know, much like tonight, you know, the fourth quarter, things started happening, and we kicked a field goal, kicked another field goal, then we scored that touchdown at the very end of the game and got into overtime where we threw, you know, the pass into the end zone. DJ Moore caught it for the touchdown for the win.
You know, one of the big mysteries to me, to Danny and to you, Andy, and to our listeners, one of the big mysteries to me that I can't figure, how is it possible out of 17 games, 16 games, you can't get first downs in the first quarter and in the second quarter, and you can't score points in the first quarter and in the second quarter, and that went all season long. So one of the things that's mind-boggling to me, what I can see it, we can see it here in the studio, and I have friends of mine that can see it, but what about the Bears coaching staff? There's 31 of them. You're the one coaching these kids. And we do have an offense. We have one hell of an offensive line. We got a quarterback that is productive. We have two great running backs. We have good receivers. We have two great tight ends. And we can't score, folks. The whole first half, all season long. What's the problem? It has to be in Ben Johnson and his 30 coaches. That's where the problem has to be. You can't tell me you can go through all this entire season and week after week after week, and you can't make adjustments. You can't convert on third down. We haven't done it all year. We struggle to convert on third down. And why? What does that equate to? That equates to not moving the ball down, not eating a clock up, and eventually not putting points on the board. So, coaches, my question would be to you, what the hell have you guys been thinking about?
You know, think about this. Get here in your home stadium against the Green Bay Packers and then today against Detroit. In both of those contests, you had a total of six drives and you score one field goal.
Unbelievable.
In 60 minutes of regulation play at home against your most dreaded opponents, and you do nothing.
Dan, is that the players or is that the coaches? Somebody's got to be at fault.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. Think about this. Early on, as well as, you know, Colston Loveland played in this game, he had that catch over the middle where they deemed it a catch fumble. That really stalled one of the drives. And then later on, he had another opportunity, and it was, you know, it wasn't the easiest catch, but he had a drop on third down that stalled another drive. But, you know, I'm betting on Colston Loveland, and I say you keep throwing it to him, and that's what they did in the second half, and he, you know, turns out to be, you know, the big spark plug of the offense there in the two drives that we put together in the fourth quarter to come back and tie the game. And again, three quarters, 0 points. And again, everybody on planet Earth, other than maybe four teams, would love to have Caleb Williams as their quarterback. 30 of the 32 teams would die to have this group of two running backs and two tight ends. This offensive line may be one of the best two in all of football.
That's what I've been saying, Dan. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah. And, you know, and again, I said it an hour ago, this has to be hitting Ben Johnson square in the face. And if Sammy could get some of his post-game comments, I think it'd be very, very insightful to see exactly what he thinks is, you know, the takeaway from this game, where his offense, everything is on the table. You should dominate your opponent at home and get ready for the playoffs, and you go three quarters without scoring a single point.
Dan, you think somebody's going to ask him that question?
They better.
Well, let's find out, because we have some sound from him after the game.
Because I'll tell you what. Well, okay, let's go.
Let's hear from Ben Johnson.
Of note, one was Ty Summers. He had a foot, and then CJ didn't finish the game there with a concussion. So, you know, disappointing to lose that one in that fashion there. Guys were battling. They fought their tails off, but came up short, you know. So, you know, we got to play better. We got to play better going forward. We got to coach better going forward as well. And, you know, we're turning the page, though. You know, we got the number two seed. We got a home game next week, and we got a new season on the horizon. And so, our guys should be reinvigorated by that. I know I certainly am. I'm looking forward to the opportunity and all that entails, and the opportunity to go 1-0 this next week. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and open it up.
And what about today's performance grabs your attention most?
We can't dig ourselves in a hole like that, you know, and was disappointed with the offense as a whole. I let those guys know that, and we'll be better for it. You know, we'll address it. We'll get those things cleaned up, and we'll be better for it.
Ultimately, as you mentioned, this doesn't cost you a seeding. What was your messaging for the guys in
there? That we're quickly turning the page here. Everyone's disappointed. I appreciate, like I said, their effort. You know, some teams, they rest their starters. We don't. We play football, and, you know, and we felt like it was really important that we were playing our best ball here today, and we didn't get that job done. And so we're quickly turning that page, and now we got a home game coming on up, and there's a way to win this game, this next game, and that's what we're going to be solely focused on.
Fourth and five with 1:55 left, did you consider going for it?
Yes, I did.
Why did you punt?
Because we had three timeouts, and we felt like we were going to get the ball back.
And you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
The two games against good opponent, and I think we're fairly evenly matched. Got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building, and I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans, and so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what did you see on that?
Yeah, guy made a heck of a play.
How do you switch the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase, one of our three phases, play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
All right, head coach Ben Johnson with some thoughts after the game today, and I think it was kind of what we may have expected. Just they didn't get the job done. They didn't play very well at all.
You know, in an abstract way, is it possible that he's playing double chess and we're playing checkers, and he's got a whole different offensive concept that he did not want to show the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Could be.
Because it sounds like he's pretty, pretty confident.
He's pretty upbeat
about
too.
Where we are and losing two games, he still thinks that, everything is still on the table, OB.
Well, I'll tell you what, just listen to what he said. Liar. It doesn't take long for me to answer that. What he went on, liar. What the hell were you looking at today? What were you looking at for four quarters? What were you looking at, your offense, for the first three quarters? The first quarter, second quarter, you going at halftime. Where were your adjustments, Ben, coming out in the third quarter? Because you didn't score a point. You couldn't convert on third down. You couldn't run the ball. You couldn't pass the ball. Where were your adjustments, Ben? The only thing you got, what I just said, was the adjustment of your mouth.
Happen OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We'll be back in just a moment here. Football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, Nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. Bears lose 19-16 to the Detroit Lions out at Soldier Field, but again, carry the number 2 seed into the playoffs, and they will take on the Green Bay Packers next weekend. Time still to be announced by the National Football League. It could be Saturday, Sunday, or even Monday night. There's one game on Monday night, so we'll keep you updated on that, of course. It's time now for the Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. Hamp, we kind of look back to the very end of the game where Caleb Williams was called for intentional grounding. The drive seemed to start getting a little momentum, and that created a big 3rd and 20.
Exactly, and our great offensive line was doing us no favors. He was under complete duress and, desperately threw it into the middle of the field. And obviously, we had just gotten a grounding call on golf, and I think maybe a little makeup call by the officiating. Well, that set us back. I think it was 2nd and 20, and we never were able to, regain our composure. And we had to kick it away. And guess what? Jared Goff does what he does. He drove for the winning field goal.
Yep. 19-16 was the final. And again, that's our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment.
By the way, I'm looking at some of the stats. Green Bay played the Minnesota Vikings today up in Minneapolis, and they lost 16-3. But it was a game of nobodies. Somebody named Clayton Toon was the quarterback. He was 6 of 11, attempted 11 passes today. Only 6 of those were caught by a bunch of guys I don't even recognize. Wiley, Drake Dabney, Keeney James. I mean, essentially the Packers – They were resting, getting ready for you-know-who.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're talking about stats, Dan. The first half, folks, first half in passing, we passed for 38 yards. 38 yards. First half of rushing with Swift and Manungai, we ran for 31 yards. 0 points. The first half, we run for 31 yards for two quarters. We pass 38 yards for two quarters and no points.
And then we get in the third quarter and we come up with 38 yards and no points as well in the third quarter.
Unbelievable, folks. These are stats that are slightly astonishing. Truly they are. And why? Because you play every game to win. And again, a million times, there's only 17 of them. You don't have the luxury of 160-some, 90-some in hockey or whatever it is. You got to be ready to go every second, every play of every quarter of every game. These stats are ridiculous. My God, passing 38 yards the first half. In the last game of the season, and we run for 31 yards. How's that possible? How is that possible? You can only pass for 38 yards and run the football for 31.
All right, we're going to listen to a little bit from our quarterback who went 20 of 33, 212 yards. He had a sack and two touchdown passes and a rating of 86.9.
It's a disappointment in the slow start offensively.
Yep.
Don't
know exactly. Got to go back and watch. I think we came out a little flat, maybe energy wise, and I think we got to do a better job of that, having urgency from the jump and getting that going.
On the whole, what's your takeaway of today's performance? The way it was kind of seesawing.
Yeah, not good enough. Not good enough to win this game. Not good enough to win, you know, the upcoming games. And so we got to get better all sides of the ball. But speaking on offense. Whatever happens on the other side of the ball, it's not something that we can control. So we have to control what we can, and we got to come out starting fast, being better, and you know we'll do that here coming up.
What's the feeling now as you look at the postseason, trying to put these two games behind you and bounce back and wins?
What?
In terms of as a team putting these games behind you now, new season, as Ben Johnson says.
Yeah, it's something you have to do. It's something that you have to do during the regular season. Something you have to do now at this moment. We're going to a new season, and you can't dwell on the past, but you got to find ways to correct what you did in the past and through the losses.
Ben said the message is going to be you guys need to go on a 4-game win streak.
Yep.
Twice before. How do you carry that message to the rest of the locker room?
Yeah. You get up tomorrow, you come in, you watch film, you do whatever you have to do treatment-wise, body-wise, whatever. We have a month left, and we need to, as a team, have that mindset, and we will, I believe.
Caleb, you got the ball back in a tie game. It's a place you guys have been a lot this year. What's your thoughts on the last series and just how it unfolded for
you? We got to execute, whether that's me getting the guys at the huddle, getting at the line, making checks, whether that's protection, whether that's running the ball, whether that's catching the ball, whether that's, you know, not jumping up, you know, penalty, like it's us playing the ball that we need in those crucial moments. And you know, we've been better throughout the season, and you know, we gotta get back to that.
All right, there's Caleb Williams and some thoughts after the game today on the 19-16 loss to the Lions.
You know what, Andy? Why did one of these reporters ask Caleb, how come you couldn't put up points for the first three quarters of this game? What was the problem, Caleb? What was the problem in the running game? What was the problem in the passing game? Because you didn't score a point until the fourth quarter. Wouldn't you think one reporter would ask that question? I mean, that's what happened.
Yep. Yeah, we all saw it.
Well, There's no discounting the fact that this team understands what's in front of it. And remember, I made this comment. In the two games we played against Green Bay, they basically owned us for, you know, 115 of the 120 minutes of the two contests. Somehow, some way, we've got to get over whatever, you know, ghost are involved with the offense in the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third quarter. You know, we didn't score a point today in the first three quarters. We didn't score a point in the first half against Green Bay. We finally scored a field goal in the opening drive of the third quarter, and then nothing until the fourth quarter again.
And this was the last game of the season. Wouldn't you think we'd grow up? We could learn from quarter to quarter, half to half, game to game to game, to get better to get better. And we wind up the last game of the season, again, going three quarters without scoring a point. You think there's not a problem there?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I played a long time with a guy named Ditka. And these type of games, going into the off schedule postseason, were beyond unacceptable. And to me, Ben Johnson is either, you know, very comfortable in his position, being a first-year head coach and what he has accomplished thus far, because he doesn't seem panicked. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Let's hope we see it in a week.
All right, that's going to do it for our edition here of Happen. It'll be the postgame show, again, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Again, the Bears are in the playoffs. They'll take on the Green Bay Packers sometime next weekend. Those game times will be announced after the Sunday night game tonight, so make sure you're with us tomorrow morning for Bob Surratt Show. And, Hamp, you'll be with us as well. It's 7:48, so we'll talk to you at that point. Again, the Bears lose to the Lions 19-16. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.